My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I drove in to work today. It was like 57 degrees outside. This is some crisp air right here. And then I got in the truck and I drove in and I'm thinking, boy, it feels, got the Yankees tonight in the Bronx. I think it's going to be around 70 or so in the Bronx there, but it'll cool off probably by tonight. I go, this feels like a postseason series against the New York Yankees. I'm not going to say bring them on because I've learned my stupid lesson, but it feels like a postseason series, especially you've lost 3 in a row. You lost to a really good team in Milwaukee. The bats went to sleep. Lane Thomas might be the worst trade they've ever made by the time it's all said and done. I don't know what to do with that.
See, he had 6 hits?
He's 6 for 57 or 53 or something like that. It's really, really bad. But they got to get it going. And there would be if they could take 2 out of 3, which they've been all streaks lately. What, they won 5 in a row, lost 7 in a row, lost 5 in a row. I think I got that mixed up. They won 5 in a row, then lost 3 in a row. There we go. So they win, lose, win, lose. Now they're at 3 in a row. And I was like, hey, can we take 2 out of 3 against the Yankees here? It has a postseason feel to me here.
It does. It feels like, first of all, anytime you play the Yankees, it doesn't matter what the records are of the teams. The games in Cleveland, they are going to be absolutely spirited. These are going to be in New York. So I do think there's always a nice amount of Guardians fans there to catch that. I do feel like more fans are going to be dialed in just because they see the Yankees. They see the pinstripes. And I think there's a lot of excitement around that in general. But, you know, the other part of this is as poorly and as unevenly as they have played the last month and a half, they still are right there at the top in the American League. They're jumbled in with, you know, 4 other teams, 3 other teams. You know, just a game out of having the best record in the American League and in baseball. So, you know, these are two good teams. Like, every number will tell you. Now, the Yankees' offense is basically top 3 in everything. And we already know, I mean, if anybody follows sports, they know about Aaron Judge, because Aaron Judge, as we talked about on the podcast last week, he gets crammed down your throat. Now, he has been spectacular. I mean, he's putting up an amazing season. I know earlier in the year we were talking about Jose and whether or not he'd ever have a shot in a million years to like win MVP. But Judge, you know, he's just done so much damage.
Yes, it makes it a very difficult prospect for everybody involved to get everybody going here. And it makes it difficult for the starting rotation, because you have a run here now. You know, New York is obviously a great opponent. Then you have Texas coming up at home, which is, you know, in and out. Kansas City, which they are still talking postseason in Kansas City there, so they're coming right after you. I mean, they were, as of yesterday morning, right just a game behind the Minnesota Twins. Now, the Twins lost to the Padres yesterday, so we got to recheck on that. 216-474-0092. Pablo in Cleveland. Pablo, hello.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. There's been a couple times this season with the guards. I think, first of all, for myself and my friends, I don't think we ever thought we were going to be in the position that we're at right now, which is amazing. But I remember in April when we played, the Yankees came into town second week in April, first series to have them there. And I laughed because you guys made the comment, or someone, I think it was Ken that made the comment, something along the lines of, mark my words, it was either on that Friday or that Monday.
We ended up
losing two of one, but he ended up saying, mark my words, this is, you know, going to end up being a big series in the long run. And I laughed. And there's been several times this season that I wanted to call up and just kind of be like, you know, Ken, what the hell are you talking about? You know, that series is long forgotten. And then yet here we are, man, in a somewhat of a driver's seat, I guess. You know, none of us thought we were going to be in. And here we're headed into Yankee territory to kind of flex our muscles, hopefully, and, have a statement series with them. That's all. I just remembered
Pablo,
you guys saying that. So.
Pablo, I got to tell you, I don't remember saying it, but it sounds good, so I'm going to take credit for it, which is nice for me, and thank you very much for that. Do you feel if they lose 2 or 3 here, or if they end this week, if they end without the lead in the division, does it feel like the season may be lost then?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Not to me. No.
I don't want to be fatalist here. I want to see where people are on all this, because you had and Pablo, thank you very much for the call. You had a 9-game lead in July. It's evaporated. Things have not gone well for you in the month of August. Stephen Kwan has fallen off a cliff as a leadoff hitter. A lot of things are again, you put Lane Thomas on the lineup. He's just been a hole in the lineup. So you created, while you try to get better, you've basically created a hole in your lineup there. David Fry has slumped and has not gotten better. I think he started to get better in the month of July, towards the end of the month of July. August, you brought up those numbers yesterday, Anthony. I mean, he's just been terrible this month. And I can't wait, and I think it was, I want to say it was the Derry brothers who said it, but I think they attributed it to someone else, where it looks like a team that's just kind of waiting to hit a home run instead of kind of playing their way, where they've been more aggressive at the plate. They've tried to this year. They've tried to be more aggressive there, but it seems that they're trying to hit too many dingers instead of, hey, let's get guys on base, and if a dinger happens, a dinger happens, because it's either one way or the other. Like, I don't want to get too small ball, too bunty, things like that, but I don't want to just sit there with a bunch of guys who are not boppers in the classic sense. I mean, maybe Jose, but a bunch of guys who are not boppers in the classic sense, just waiting on their pitch so they could take it out to right field.
Now, you wonder if their approach, if this is something that they are stressing behind the scenes, because they have just been letting pitchers off the hook in really the last month. I mean, these at-bats, they're not challenging. They are not working the pitching. They are not really giving guys in the batter's box a good eye at these things. And it's kind of snowballed from there, which is unfortunate. They need to get back to – it seems like they're incapable of manufacturing runs with the recent struggles. You're right, that home run or bust mentality. And then the bottom of the order has just been a cavalcade, or it's just been one after the other of guys that can't come through. And so when you get things at the top of the order, like Stephen Kwan struggling, you know, it's a recipe for disaster. But the good news is it's not like they have foiled all their dreams and hopes. It's not like it's all over. Like, they are sitting there right there. And I heard Jonathan yesterday with Dustin in afternoons saying, this is what happens when you play a good team in Milwaukee. This is what happens. You see, they didn't do enough at the deadline. It's like, wait a second. Haven't they taken 4 of 7 against Baltimore?
Yeah.
Isn't that a good team? Didn't they take 2 of 3 recently, not that long ago, against Philadelphia? Like, to act like now we're just going to confirm all the things that we were upset about.
I agree with you. I think that's wrong. No offense to Jonathan. Yeah, He's a big boy. He can take it.
Like, we can't. We're just going to take whatever happened the most recently and project that over 162.
Well, that's why I don't want to sit there and say, like, it's tough to portray it, because you would give up a 9-game lead. All right, teams have had 9-game leads and given them up. Not very late, but they've done it. I don't want to say that the season's over if they lose 2 or 3 against the Yankees. Now, if they get swept against the Yankees, I'm still not going to do it, but I'm going to be very upset if they lose all three against the Yankees.
I'd be worried about their confidence.
That's what I would be worried about.
I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the best team in the league, the worst team in the league. You can't have two dismal, you know, series against really good teams as you're getting into late August.
And by that time, they would have lost a week of ball games. So I got to get two out of three. Just go. I don't need 7-game win streaks. It's nice. I need two out of three, two out of three, two out of three, two out of three. That's fine. If you go 2-1 in every single series, I'm fine with that the rest of the way out, because that means you are going to stretch, and that means I'm going to see more consistency. Right now, when you win 5, lose 7, win 5, lose 3, you're feast or famine over these last few weeks. Mm-hmm. I need some more consistency out of you. Be able to win a series, get me deep into a pitching outing.
They got Boyd, Williams, Bybee. They have a chance. Can they please?
No, they got Boyd, and then they get it figured out. Then they have Williams. Okay. They have Williams coming up on Thursday at 1 o'clock.
Can they please just jump to a good start? Can they get a lead in one of these games?
Oh, I just always assume you're down 1-0.
Was it 14 of the last 15? They have allowed the opponent to score first.
Yes. Yes. Which is a downer, but
that's incredible.
I think we've pretty much dealt with that.
It's a miracle they haven't lost more games.
I understand that, but I think we've pretty much dealt with that the entire season, where you kind of get down 1-0 in the top of the first, you're clawing back, and they've been able to come from behind and win a lot of those.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.